brother. Mean government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to finish getting into the big news report. DHS video characterizes white Americans as most likely terrorists. And then we are going to open the phones up. They're not open yet, but I'm going to open the phones up specifically. Do you see through this? See, first they say, get rid of America's liberties because, you know, it's brown folks we want to go after. And so a lot of whites go, yeah, I'm scared of brown people. Even if you're not racist, some whites are so guilt-ridden they're scared. And so, okay, well, we're just taking the Muslims' rights or the brown people rights. And then now that they've got that in place, okay, now they're going to shift it over. No, it's the whitey. He's going to get you to get the minorities after it. And this nine-minute video goes on and on. You know, where 90% of the photos of the good people are quote, minorities. You know, there's only a few whites. And then the black guy's reporting on the whites. And then G.I. Jane, her eyes, or, you know, shining blue have been accentuated. I mean, clearly, as somebody that works in media and recognizes propaganda, this is off the chart. Then we have all the actual training manuals that law enforcement have given us where it's all about Ron Paul, conservatives, libertarians, gun owners, patriots. And then they make it about being white because they say, and these people are probably racist. You see, so which then makes it racial. And so that's how they're always injecting this and, you know, talking about McVeigh and Elohim City and the Oklahoma City bombing, but never getting into the fact that those were staged events. Here's part of Paul Watson's article, and we'll come back with the rest of the video and my analysis of it. DHS video characterizes white Americans as most likely terrorist. Big Sis fear campaign continues, but Americans are just as likely to be killed by peanut allergies than they are in terrorist attacks. A new promotional video released by the Department of Homeland Security characterizes white middle-class Americans as the most likely terrorist. As Big Sis continues its relentless drive, we should add some articles where they talk about white Al-Qaeda, the next threat. You know, we know what this is also because of the past scripting. As Big Sis continues its relentless drive to cement the myth that mad bombers are hiding around every corner, when in reality Americans are just as likely to be killed by lightning strikes or peanut allergies. The video is part of a Homeland Security $10 million See Something, Say Something program that encourages Americans to report suspicious activity, which in every case throughout history has been a trait of oppressive dictatorial regimes. It's all about not trusting your fellow citizens, only trusting the big mommy government who's on record staging the terror attacks. In the course of a 10-minute clip, a myriad of different behavior and characterized as terrorism, including opposing surveillance. Oh, yeah, people that don't like being surveilled. Using a video camera. That's why cops come in your own yard and say you can't videotape them. Talking to police officers. Yeah, you don't talk to the godlike government. Wearing hoodies, driving vans, writing on a piece of paper and using a cell phone recording application. And that's in manuals we got 5 years ago the feds put out in the state of Texas. It said, having a cell phone, wearing blue jeans. I saw an AP article where it said, don't just trust that priest or that woman with a baby carriage. They may be the terrorist. It's about everybody's a terrorist. First they start with the unpopular Muslims. Then they move on to blacks in America. Then they move on to the whiteys. Continuing here. Despite encouraging viewers not to pay attention to a person's race in determining whether or not they may be a terrorist, almost all the scenarios in the clip proceed to portray white people as the most likely terrorist. And they show like one 9/11 hijacker. Bizarrely, nearly every single one of the patriotic Americans who reports on their fellow citizens is either black, Arab, or Asian. Again, this is all heavily scripted. They decide all of this stuff beforehand. Imagine if the video portrayed every terrorist as an Arab and every patriotic snoop as white, there'd be an outcry, and rightly so. But this strange reversal must have been deliberate on the part of the DHS. But why? Is this merely political correctness taken to the extreme, or is this something deeper at work? Well, we have all the training manuals. I'm going to finish up with this article, and then I'm going to go to a lot more of the clip, but it just goes on and on and on. This is everything we predicted, everything we told you was going to happen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have warned of this for years, that first, governments throughout history get rid of the country's liberties and freedoms by going after an unpopular minority group. Hitler, it was the Jews, communists, stuff like that. Here, it was the Muslims. The system stages the events, provocateurs, nutcases. It's a whole grab bag of different types of provocateur terror. Then, they build the architecture of the police state for the general public. So they have white audiences where they say, we're going after the brown people. Then they go to the brown audiences and they say, we're going after the white people. And that's what this nearly 10-minute Department of Homeland Security video does. But it's worse than that. We have all the different training manuals sent to us by police and military over the years that we've published and have made national news. Homeland Security, MIAC, the list goes on and on. And in the training, over 90% is for what? Remember a few years ago, veterans seen as the number one terror threat returning home? Remember a few months ago, okay, finally Congress voted for health care for the military, police, and fire veterans 9/11, but you got to go through a terror database every time you get your health care? They're setting that precedent. Ron Paul supporters, Bob Barr supporters, people that like America, freedom to fascism, people that like Alex Jones, this is in the different manuals. And then they say these groups are connected to racism. So they make it about being white by saying, oh, they're connected to white supremacists when there's no connection. Meanwhile, Hal Turner, one of the top Nazis, it turns out, in federal court, high-level FBI operative for decades, working, of course, with Sean Hannity. That came out. Just look up Hal Turner, Sean Hannity. Very bizarre. These people are operatives. By the way, that's in the news today, that they ran black op intelligence systems, London Telegraph reports, that News Corps, its division in England, was running black op intelligence operations. And their reporters were basically private contractor agents working with MI6. Of course they are, ladies and gentlemen. What, do you know about Operation Mockingbird here in the United States? I mean, we're in deep, 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 deep trouble. And so they branded the war on terror with, we're taking the rights away, but we're only going to enforce it on the evil Muslims, in quotes. Now it's, oh my gosh, the white Al-Qaeda. And in every one of the scenarios, except one, in a 10-minute video, it's, quote, minorities, Asians, blacks, Hispanics, reporting on the evil whites. And it just goes on and on and on. Despite encouraging viewers not to pay attention to the person's race in determining whether or not they may be a terrorist, almost all the scenarios in the clip proceed to portray white people as the most likely terrorists. Bizarrely, nearly every single one of the patriotic Americans who reports on their fellow citizens is either black, Asian, or Arab. Imagine if the video portrayed every terrorist as an Arab and every patriotic snoop is white. There'd be an outcry, and rightly so. But this strange reversal must have been deliberate on the part of the DHS. But why? Is this merely political correctness taken to the extreme, or is it something deeper at work? And then he goes with the proof that it's absolutely what's been going on behind the scenes. So they're now shifting it onto the American people. DHS checkpoints, Homeland Security, TSA running wild. This is the total takeover. And it's meant to make all of us not trust each other and divide and conquer and only trust the nanny state. Don't trust other Walmart shoppers. The telescreens say only trust Big Sis, who, of course, helped get the underwear bomber on the plane on record and who helped ship the guns into Mexico and to blame the Second Amendment. But she's good, though. Continuing here. This has to do with the color of a person's skin and everything to do. This has little to do with the color of a person's skin and everything to do with the fact that white middle-class Americans are the biggest roadblock when it comes to Big Sis expanding its control over every facet of society. Well, now they're just tackling the big egg. It's plain to see that very little of the budget for this video went towards paying for decent actors, but perhaps it's fitting that the participants were about as believable as Santa and his elves, because the notion that terrorists are hovering around every underground parking lot waiting to blow up federal buildings is demonstrably false. Actually, when Jane Graham up in the HUD building saw McVeigh and other feds planting bombs and warn people, they didn't want to hear about it in Oklahoma City. As Ohio University John Mueller has documented, the likelihood of actually being a victim of terrorism is infinitesimally small and only highlights how much threats are hyperbolically exaggerated for political purposes. Figures collected by Mueller clearly show that Americans are just as likely to be killed by lightning strikes, accidents, by running into deer, or severe allergic reactions to peanuts. But the facts don't matter for a federal agency whose primary function is to manufacture fear, as former head of Homeland Security Governor Ridge admitted he was ordered to do. See, we have all the facts here. To keep Americans under control and submissive to the fact that their economic futures and their constitutional rights are being torn to shreds by their own government, while it points to a contrived outside threat as a convenient distraction. At its core, the video was filled with scenes of ordinary citizens spying on each other and alerting the authorities to their compatriots' suspicious deeds, writes Simon Black. In my favorite scene, a woman calls the police after snooping over the shoulder of a young man typing away on a smartphone. Black notes that such videos are solely aimed at reinforcing ignorance, hate, and fear for those who still live in darkness and are completely unaware of the real agenda behind Homeland Security's see something, say something charade. By the way, I'm going to call Watson during the break, and during that part about the feds issuing terror alerts to create artificial fear and make you love them and not love your neighbor, I'm going to have him add a link to Ridge admitting that. I think we need to even document that more for folks. No matter where you look, from East Germany to Communist Russia to Nazi Germany, historically governments who encourage their own citizens to report on each other do so not out of a genuine safety concerns or presumed benefits to security, but in order to create an authoritarian police state that coerces the people into policing each other's behavior and thoughts, and to create a big chilling effect as well. I better not speak out about freedom. You know, my neighbor will call Homeland Security on me. Well, let them. They're the terrorists anyways. Let's just get it out in the open. We all know you blew up the towers, you murdering military-industrial complex, banker-owned scum. As Robert Gelanti of Florida State University has highlighted, Germans under Hitler denounced their neighbors and friends not because they genuinely believed them to be a security threat, but because they expected to selfishly benefit from doing so, both financially and socially and psychologically, via a Pavlovian need to be rewarded by their masters for their obedience. And that's how now you hear ads about report if your boss is pirating software. Report if your neighbor's spanking their kid, which is not even illegal. Report people who are homeschooling. All of this is about getting social reward or feeling like you've been patted on the head. In fact, I didn't get into it, but will you guys re-pull the study from yesterday, big international and major U.S. university study and concert that found that people will say a barn door is blue if authority figures tell them it's blue, even if the barn door is red. And that's what different TV shows illustrating this, how peer pressure works. And so people relish calling and tattling on their neighbors. They get a thrill like the authority loves them. Any free society abhors telling on somebody, even if what somebody's doing is wrong. In the old days, you would just take care of it yourself. I mean, you know, only the very worst stuff would be reported because people knew how dangerous a snitch society was. And it goes on through the rest of this. I mean, this is just classical tyranny. Let's go ahead and start getting into the rest of the video as I analyze it here. PrisonPlanet.tv viewers can see it, but we're here critiquing this taxpayer-paid-for propaganda. We have the video posted up at Infowars.com in our articles. Let's continue. You got the black guy calling in the evil white people, and then it cuts to a bunch of shots of news articles of white terrorists in every case, mentally ill provocateurs or purely staged government ops like McVeigh. It has animated blue eyes shining. Oh, my gosh, the white devil's going to get you. Here it is.
We're building all third of J Street.
It's not easy to put all the pieces together, and we don't expect you to. That's the job of law enforcement and intelligence analysts.
I forgot to point this out. You've got one of the federal and local top police analysts predicting future terror threats, Mr. Farrell, over in England, when he found out it was the government behind 7/7, and he said the new threat, and he brought up that other cases of where it was admitted with the British government had staged terror, they fired him. So, see, all they want is little dumbed-down control freaks work. I've tried on air to call Homeland Security to report terror over and over again, and the numbers don't work or nobody answers. It's all fake. It's all fake. They use the NSA to spy on people, so in case you find out the government's about to stage a terror attack or a corporation is, to get naked body scanners in or whatever the case is, so they can use NSA spying to make sure police don't get alerted and that they can go forward with the bombing. Let's continue with the video.
But Homeland Security is a shared effort and responsibility for each of us. When you see things that just don't seem right, that seem somehow out of the ordinary, reporting what you've observed can be invaluable to the work of law enforcement and intelligence
on the other evil whitey.
In a shared effort. Acts of terrorism against the United States can be large or small,
McVeigh,
and we've Kaczynski. All seen their horrific images on television or in
G.I. Jane with glowing blue eyes.
But terrorist acts don't happen spontaneously.
Oh, one hijacker.
Many require some form of planning.
Times Square. Joe Stack.
Before they strike, many terrorists watch and study their targets.
Yeah, don't videotape.
Gather information.
Oh, they're videotaping cops. Boy, that cop will get them.
Test security.
Yeah, don't videotape TSA grabbing your children.
Acquire funds and supplies, often through criminal activities. And rehearse or walk through their plans. To do this, they may create or change identity documents or badges and seek to obtain information.
Meanwhile,
about
the
their
feds allow the illegals to be above the law.
These changes or
Paul, we're going back to break. And of course, the feds have been caught over and over again in some DMVs handing out 20, 30,000 fake IDs to illegals. I mean, every crime they're talking about here is the feds. They are the drug dealing, murdering scumbags that work for foreign banks. They're getting ready to blow more stuff up.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Up on Infowars.com, Paul Watson has shot a special report. He's a wired Al-Qaeda operative because he has blue eyes. A headline, Big Sis Story Goes Viral. Headline, DHS video characterizes white Americans as most likely terrorists. We're going to open the phones up, coming up in the balance of the hour, specifically on this story. And I've got some other important news dealing with the UN's green helmets to invade countries for environmental crimes coming up. But the toll-free number to join us on this Thursday edition is 800-259-9231. Now, I don't screen your calls, but every week or two, I'll have a time when I say, I want callers who want to talk about this to have a chance to call in. I don't care what color you are. I'm sure Arabs and Muslims are tired of being stereotyped as being terrorists. And, well, now it's whitey. So the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air coming up in the next couple segments. In fact, we'll go to your calls right after the break. But this all coincides with pell-mell fear-mongering that domestic terrorists are the number one threat, militias and al-Qaeda. They mix them together. Folks, the redneck militias absolutely hate al-Qaeda. That's like claiming that Beelzebub's working with Jesus. I mean, this is just so ridiculous. Or that night is day. But that's what they do in the training manuals. Now they're going public. All the major ROTC training, the Scout Explorers, what do they train in college and in middle school? And all these programs, kill the militias, kill the gun owners, kill the disgruntled veteran. You want me to show you the New York Times article? I can show you a bunch of others. Hey, let's put that up. First line of the article. Explorer scouts train to take on terrorists. And then the first line is, they train to take on disgruntled Iraq war vets. And then it shows the photos of them with paintball killing the veterans. If you got a bird dog, you train it to go after quail. Or you train it to go after pick up the dove or the duck. If you got a coon hound, you train it to go tree a coon. The military and the police are trained to take on the veterans. And we've got the training manuals from every stinking federal agency. ATF, FBI, federal marshals, state police, Homeland Security master documents. I've published them all. Okay? I've tried over and over again to call dozens of numbers on air. You've seen me. They don't answer the hotlines. It's all fake. It's all fake. There it is, scouts trained to fight terrorists and more. And you scroll down, first paragraph, you can look at the dozens. They've got like 20-something photos in the gallery. 10 minutes into an errant mayhem in his town near the Mexican border, a gunman, a disgruntled Iraq war veteran, has already taken two people hostage. See. It's casting the vets as killing people. He's already taken out two people, one slumped in his desk, the other covered in blood. It doesn't matter. The scouts go in and take out that Iraq war veteran scum. I mean, this is how they do it. I've been to the urban warfare drills for 16 years and watched them with Boy Scouts. This is in Police State 2000, shot in 1998 in Hebron, Maryland, where the police chief comes over with Marines with machine guns, with heavy guns, and says, turn your camera off. You're not taping it. Well, they had another camera guy who did get it on tape. It was what looked like 10 to 12-year-old groups in little white T-shirts they could be identified of Boy Scouts working with the Marines to come out and tell them what guns were in Mommy and Daddy's house. Oh, this was confirmed. Now, you know why I'm a little freaked out? Know the government's evil was going to stage terror attacks before 9/11. Because in all their Rand Corporation public documents, they said they would use terror to destroy the republic, to destroy our freedoms, to destroy the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And they are now pell-mell, hyping 24/7 that the terrorists are about to hit everywhere. Get ready. Yeah, they're going to hit right when the banks are robbing everybody, so you'll still put your flag outside and go grovel to government and tattle on your neighbors. We're going to go out to break here in a minute and come back with your calls. But let's play a little bit more of the TV soap operas they're putting out, demonizing the new white al-Qaeda. Here it is.
Facilities or procedures can be indicators of terrorism.
Another evil whitey.
Any of what we call these precursors.
Another whitey.
Might be observable.
Oh, she's watching. The Asian woman's watching whitey.
Member of the public.
Oh, my gosh. She's white.
You are in the best position to spot these.
She's watching it. Don't worry, though.
As you go about your everyday activities in your community.
Oh, he left your bag. Why didn't she get involved stopping the CPS kidnapping innocent kids?
Now, it's important to carefully consider what you observe. Reporting suspicious activity should not be based on a person's race, religion.
All right, we're going to go to break, come back here, but the images, it's whitey. By the way, I've been at the airport and wanting to go throw a water bottle away in the trash and walk 10 feet away from my bag, and it's always women. They start going, hey, the government did it. Take some more vaccines, lady. Fill it with cancer viruses. Give your kids formula made of corn
syrup. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What would a normal American do if they went to urban warfare drills and watched young children training to report on their parents? You would get upset. I remember 2 years ago up in Arcadia, Iowa, it was in the newspaper that the local gun shop is going to practice being shut down and raided. There will then be door-to-door gun confiscation in the town of 700, and they've all agreed to take part. School children will be helping. And I came out and said it was a gun confiscation drill, and the paper freaked out on me and said the town's gotten thousands of calls. People are coming here. Yes, it was going to be a gun confiscation drill before Iraq. And the government just got caught shipping guns into Mexico to blame it on the Second Amendment red-handed, and they don't even care. They're still going ahead with the false flag. It'd be like if they caught the feds that day red-handed at Oklahoma City. And then, you know, there's been more deaths from the 30-something thousand guns they shipped than what died, 168 or whatever it was at Oklahoma City. It'd be like catching them red-handed there. And now we catch the feds all over the country, Miami and Chicago, everywhere, selling guns to at low prices, fully auto, you name it, grenade launchers, whatever you need, directly to the drug gangs who are in their employ to knock out the other drug gangs. It's going on nationwide. It's not just Mexico. Of course, the feds run the $500 billion in narcotics money. Do you think some local zit-faced crack dealer is laundering that money? $500 billion a year. And then the hundreds of billions out of the private prisons with the slave labor working for 25 cents an hour, displacing all of our jobs. It's not rocket science. It's not rocket science. It's 100% proven. Now, they're getting all their little spies primed. All their little minions that if you see somebody leave the bag, you know, on a bench while they go throw something in the trash to panic and start screaming and, oh, that's security. It's a white guy. Put that bag down. That's why now every major city under federal grants is buying multi-million dollar robots. Austin just got two of them. What was it, Lockheed Martin, the last company? All that, or was it Northrop Grumman in Austin? And then now they got to have something happen, so they find a cardboard box on the side of I-35, blows out of somebody's car, an old mattress, the robot goes up every week, they shot down the highway, the helicopters, and then they blow up the thing claiming they're protecting you, but really it's to create an explosion at a Pavlovian level that was a bomb. Then they have drills and blow up buses and cars unannounced and say a day later it was just a drill to create the fear. Oh, did you hear downtown Chicago a bus blew up today? You call your family, honey, get home. They just blew up a bus a day later. It was a drill. Psychological warfare. The homeschoolers being demonized. Came out in Michigan and a bunch of other states, AP, 4 years ago. Nationwide federal grants. They call the elementary school kids out in the parking lot and they blow up a bus, an old bus, catch it on fire. I filmed this stuff, by the way, up in Belton, where they did it there as well. Announced a real terror attack. We already knew about the drills from our sources. We were there. Army came over and threatened us. You're Jones. You're the one that taped us on that I-35 checkpoint. Turn your camera off. And I said, go ahead and arrest me. I know it's the government staging the terror. I'm going to take this. I'm going to show people this is a fake terror attack. I don't care. I'm committed. There's nothing you can do. I don't care what you do to me. I'm committed, 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 committed terrorists to bring you to justice, and nothing's going to stop it. So, they have these fake terror attacks, and then they blew the bus up, and they call the elementary kids out crying. First, the kids are standing around the bus. They catch it on fire, and then men in camo run up and aim guns at the crying children. It was in the news, began urinating and defecating on themselves. It's done nationwide, saying, we are the homeschool defense league against public education. We are pro-gun. We are going to kill you. Look it up. That was a hardcore Soviet re-education camp situation. America is a giant re-education camp, okay? And they leave people like me alone because they know if they kill me, it'll only make this a bigger issue. It'll highlight everything I've said. Plus, they want to incrementally move. If I'm deer hunting and some little deer come out, little bucks, 3-4 point, I don't shoot them. If I'm hunting for meat, I shoot a fat young doe. But if I'm, you know, hunting for a rack, I go for, you know, the biggins. And you know, I let the little bucks go by. I'm a little buck. They want all of America. They want all of you forcibly taking their cancer virus vaccines. They want all of you forcibly giving your kids high fructose corn syrup formula. They want all of you with lowered IQs and doubling of cancer and diabetes. They want it, and they're going to get it. And they don't want to spoil what they're slowly gutting America by smashing me flatter to pancake. Sure, they demonize me in the national press. All right, I'm going to go to your calls. I'm going to go to your calls till 5 after, and we got amazing guests, actors, TV hosts, comedians in here that are Obama lovers, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. It's going to be a very interesting discussion. One of them is a 9/11 truther, so maybe both of them, I don't know, but we're going to be talking to them in here. Give me their names. Hal Sparks, when you see him, you'll know who he is, and Richard Hunter, radio talk show host and comedian. Jaron set him up. I think it's interesting. Okay, I want to go to your calls. But first, I want to briefly here remind listeners that we will be launching the Daily TV Show probably at 7 o'clock every evening. It's taped to air at first. We'll go live later. that we'll tape it right before, like it's live, and then stream it out at PrisonPundit.tv viewers. Next week, I think it'll be Thursday, 7 o'clock, I'm going to do an hour, just a roundtable discussion show for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. So if you haven't signed up for 15 cents a day for PrisonPlanet.tv, now's the time. We also stream the live radio show via TV when you're a member. And your membership supports us. We can expose these murdering terrorists. They're using scientific control to totally manipulate everybody. But once you know the trick, jig's up. So I hope you'll sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. And lastly, I want to tell you about PureWaterFreedom.com. Made in America, super high-quality filters. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. The reverse osmosis system will filter radioactive isotopes. All their filters are made in the USA. That's USA. Or what's left of it. Check out their banners at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, or go to PureWaterFreedom.com today to take control of your water safety and future. Okay. Or just trust the government and drink the tap water. Fill the radioactive isotopes, sodium, fluoride, nickel, mercury, arsenic, and hundreds of other deadly toxins, put in there on purpose, on record. Now, I want to say this again, and I'm going to your calls. They are priming everybody for domestic soft terror attacks all over the country. And they're going to hop up. Drughead white people, blacks, Muslims, you name it, claim they're linked up together. In some cases, they'll have contractors kill people. They'll shoot a patsy in the head, like Harris and Kleibold, and say that's what happened. They're getting ready. You wonder how the government's going to get its banking raping through, how it's going to get its police state through, how they're going to get the 9% approval rating for Congress up. Look at all the Democratic operatives that have written memos to Obama saying you need a 9/11 or Oklahoma City. That will help you. I'm telling you, they're getting ready, and they're getting ready to unleash white al-Qaeda. It'll be as phony as a $3 bill, but they don't care. Only exposing the terror attacks and taking that tool away from them is going to defeat them. And they're hopping mad, people, now. Every time there's a new terror attack, look around and watch and see what's happening. Our listeners caught the underwear bomber being brought on the plane by the U.S. government, and it came out to be true a month and a half later. So we're watching you, murderers. The real patriots are watching and listening. And they know who to watch. They know who to watch. Private contractors. They know who to watch. The FBI. We know who to watch. The Foreign Intelligence Services. Mossad. MI6. We know who to watch. We're watching you. Don't you worry. You want to get us watching each other? We're watching you. And you don't like that, do you? You don't want people discussing the government staged terror throughout history. Your little treat, your little jig is up, murderers, because a lot of us don't care what you do to us. We're totally committed because we know you're murderers, and we know there's no future if we don't stop you murdering, control freak, eugenics filth. Okay, Maggie in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you. I went to the Drudge Report, and I clicked on the DHS link, and I got about 5.5 minutes into it, and I was horrified. Everything you said was true. So I called Senator Lieberman's office, who's the chairman.
The Mossad officer?
And I got nothing, no response. I mean, it was just whatever, lady. And so I called my own congressman's office, and not much better response. And I thought, you know, one person can't do it. But I explained that crime is not a color. And why aren't you focusing on the 99.9% of the terrorists that are attacking everyone in the world? And I just, my encouragement to everyone listening is look at the report, look at the video, look at the history, and start calling everybody you can think of to call.
Exactly. Let me add this, because let's just say the Muslims did 9/11 and NORAD stood down and the Easter Bunny's real. Why in the internal manuals is it all about non-Muslims? Why did the head of Homeland Security a month ago, Mr. Napolitano, why did he say, I mean, she say that the number one threat is domestics, and then it was illogical to profile and focus on Muslims? If the Muslims really did 9/11, and this is all for 9/11, well, then why is it for everybody? Because, I'm sorry, ma'am, go ahead.
No, you're making valid points, and I go back to that Missouri report, the DHS connected thing several years ago. Everybody in there was a Christian or a Second Amendment or a libertarian, and those are the core values of America. And it seems like anything, my father was a paratrooper. He jumped out of perfectly good airplanes in Germany in World War II. So I was raised to love my country, and I am horrified at what I'm seeing.
Well, you love the troops and the old America that was good, but this America's had a corporate takeover happen. And so, of course, they're destroying everything that is the spirit of the United States, and then wrapping their tyranny in the flag and hoping to confuse people. But folks are waking up.
If everybody calls, maybe we can, I don't know, maybe I believe in the tooth fairy too.
No. I think it's good to call them and let them know it's a scam, but also let other people know it's a scam and get the article out to everybody. Good job, Maggie. Yeah, this story has gone mega viral. It is on thousands of news sites now. I mean, this is going to be one of the biggest reports we ever put out because folks are finally getting it. I told you this was coming. Thank you, Maggie. Kate in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I know it's no laughing matter, but I just want to say I could listen to you for 3 hours doing voiceovers with videos like this. It's hilarious, man. But
it is hilarious if it wasn't so dangerous. I mean, they're getting ready. I mean, they're not saying TSA is going to be on the streets for nothing. They're going to start blowing stuff up and then saying we're allowed to be anywhere and stick our hands down your pants anywhere. And they're announcing they're going to start groping genitals at malls, on the sides of highways, taking blood under federal grants without warrants. They want in your person. They want to touch you without warrants. They want in your life.
Sure. I mean, the writing on the wall is pretty transparent for anyone that is awake to see. What I fear is, and I hope it's not the vast majority, but I fear that the vast majority of people will not be able to see through this and actually get into such a frenzy of fear and think that they can call the terrorists and report terrorism, and when a house divided amongst itself cannot stand, and when the excrement hits the fan, which I fear like you that it will eventually, regardless of its terrorism or if it's financial terrorism, I just think that people divided and arguing amongst each other is going to be the biggest obstacle that we, and when I say we, the enlightened, the people that can see
the awakened. Well, no, you're right. We had so much liberty that we became decadent and slovenly, and now a lot of spoiled, rotten Americans have got a rude awakening coming, and it's going to be stage terror along with financial terror because they're going to want to make you rally around the terrorist who will claim they're protecting you. So I'm telling you, you can see all the pre-scripting, just like we saw before 9/11. They're getting ready to pull the trigger. And it is going to be hellish. I appreciate your call. Anything else, Tate?
No, but I just encourage everyone, like you said, to call like the woman, the previous caller just said, or get the word out as best you can, and that's all we can do. But I appreciate your patriotism, Alex, and God bless, and have a good rest of the day.
Well, thank you, Tate, but it's not even patriotism. I love the old republic. I love what America really stands for. It isn't perfect, but it's heads above. It's a million miles better than anything else we've seen in the world. I've studied history. It works. It's great. We've gotten away from it, so it's not working. It's like 93-octane gas works great in your car. You put water in it, it's not going to work. You don't put water in your car and then it doesn't start and you blame gasoline for it. You know, they're blaming the Constitution when the Constitution isn't being put in the engine. Now, I'm going to go back to Janice and Jeannie and Mike and Mark and others here in a moment, but folks, I'm not just saying this for theatrics. The bankers have gang-raped us financially. They're imploding the country by design. And they've set up an architecture, a police state, against the American people built around terror. And they have to provide that terror, as Governor Ridge admitted, to get you to politically rally around them. So they're getting ready, okay? They're getting ready to stage terror attacks and blame it on the American people. Let's go ahead and take another call. Janice in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. So glad you're talking about this today. For the past, 3 months, they've been advertising the show on Showtime, and it's by the makers of 24, everybody that was behind the Jack Bauer.
Oh, yeah, no. They mirror this in propaganda placement all over the sitcoms, the dramas, the action shows, where the terrorists are guys that believe in chemtrails and fluoride in the water, and then they try to murder everybody in the city. No, exactly. It's everywhere. Sorry, go ahead.
Called Homeland, And it has the FBI document with everything being blacked out, and Claire Danes plays this FBI so-called maverick agent who they find a guy that was captured in 2003, and she's telling the FBI, he's been turned, and, oh, I need to spy on him, they're saying. And there's this, like, Alan Watts-type character who's saying, oh, you can't do that, it's unconstitutional, and she's going, no, we'll get hit. And they... And
exactly. The Constitution's going to make the terrorists hit us. We've got to get rid of it. We've got to get your bank accounts. I mean, keep you safe from Al-Qaeda. Again, I can't even watch TV. It's in the... sometimes my wife watches these medical shows and, you know, dramas and things, and I watch it with her, and it's just, she goes, look at this, every episode, pro-abortion, every episode, the bad guy talks about freedom. No, they're getting ready. We are the terrorists, okay? I mean, in all the internal manuals, it is the veterans, the gun owners, and it's the veterans and the gun owners going, get them Arabs, take their rights away, not knowing the whole thing's always been for them. And then I see these conservatives go, well, it's Obama doing this now. No. Obama, Bush, they read off teleprompters. They don't run jack. This is a long-term strategic Pentagon, RAND Corporation, full-spectrum dominance takeover.
Well, it's called Homeland, and they are after the vets.
Oh, the veterans are terrorists on the show.
And Claire Danes is the only FBI woman who knows.
Stay there. Tell me more about the show since you've seen it. Yeah, you know, on my TV show, I need people to send in clips of this to us. I'm going to, because I can't watch it, I'm going to show clips from sitcoms, dramas, cop shows, because every time I turn TV on and catch one, it's, he believes the government's putting stuff in the vaccines. He also rapes children. I mean, it's just pure demonization, because we know they're the terrorists.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet, with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Penso que un sueño parecido no volverá más.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer for Homeland, and it's too painful. I should watch more mainline TV because I always get energized because we watch very little TV. Sometimes late at night we'll turn something on, and it's just all, if you don't trust the government, if you love freedom, you're murdering children in your basement, you're planning to buy a weapon in New York, and it's like every show I turn on. And you've got these arrested development, childlike people watching it who really believe this is real, who really believe Obama wants peace in Libya, who really believe he can do whatever he wants without Congress, who really believe George W. Bush found WMDs in Iraq. You know, 54% in major polls of American conservatives believe WMDs were found in Iraq, even though it's admitted they weren't. Though I predicted for years they're going to roll them out later like bin Laden. I know how they work. I know how they work. And why am I risking my life to bring in this information? Because there's no future for anybody if these people win. Do you understand? These aren't some boss hog tyrants that just want to rob stuff. These are eugenicists. Their religion is the state is God. Their religion is set up world government, cut off resources, and end the family as it's known. I'm resisting them. I'm all in, totally committed. People say, don't you have bodyguards? Don't you worry when you walk around at night? No. I don't worry about none of it. Whatever. It's in God's hands. I'm fighting total murdering scum who staged 9/11. You think I'm going to just sit here and cower because they're killers? If you don't admit that government sponsoring terror and that our government isn't our government anymore has been taken over, America will die. Liberty worldwide will die. They are going to use staged terror to destroy every basic freedom. I got a stack of news here. We're in Florida. They're illegally selling your driver's license data and personal info to anybody that wants it, making $63 million a year. And it's illegal, and they don't care. That cops have got scanners tracking people everywhere they go in the cities, and that it's illegal. What type of society are we creating? As civil rights lawyer Harvey Silvergate, along with the ACLU. The Big Brother database that could map drivers' whereabouts with police cruiser-mounted scanners that captured thousands of license plates. It's already in everywhere. It's already in on those cameras on the poles, folks. It was in 15 years ago in almost every area of the country, started in Indiana and Texas. Police to begin iPhone iris scans amid privacy concerns. You mean to keep going here? Oh, Austin just published the 10 water wasters, the private citizens that waste too much water, publicly pillaring them for their environmental crimes. Meanwhile, the globalists are GMO engineering every major crop on record to sterilize us. That's not an environmental crime, though. Somebody having a broken water pipe under their house for a month, they need to get published in the paper, just like people that have concealed carries get published in the paper. If you don't wake up to these crooks that are out of control, they're not going to let you plant a garden in your front yard. Already happened. They're not going to let you have a garden in your backyard. They're not going to let you pack your child's school lunch. The federal courts have already ruled your children aren't yours. They're the state's. Don't believe me? Just search that term. These people... Folks, tyranny's the norm worldwide. We got a case of it. A bad case in the 21st century, making it particularly nasty. Janice, we're going to break here in a moment, but finish up this, the show Homeland, where the vets are all terrorists, the conservatives are terrorists. Go ahead.
They find this guy in Iraq. They blow something up, and he's in a cave, and he's like, I'm American. He's this red-haired, like, blue-eyed guy. And Claire Danes is, like, on this FBI mission to go after every POW because they've been turned. Oh, you can't go to Iraq and fight for your country without coming back and being a terrorist. That's basically
which is totally made up. That they have taught all the police departments in the country under Homeland Security, starting 3 years ago, that IEDs will attack even your small town. It will be vets that do it. They're teaching police to have a purge of the military. I'm sorry, and the TV show is simulating this for folks? Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, totally not even... It's
yes, let me guess. Just, does he IED people? Because that's what they teach the cops.
Yes, and they're trying to tell her not to do it, and she's like, I know he turned. I've got to get him. Ugh. She's in his phone. She's got a telescope. She's just after him.
And let me guess, he is a terrorist in the end?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.